There's a lovely little bit of splashing for you. Sunshine is out. The last of the autumnal leaves are spread about the floor.
The floor.
The sky is blue and the grass is green and Anna is colour coordinated. You've got blue and green on today.
I have. And a lovely coffee.
Yeah. So, we have come to a park today because if we're going to do an episode about body magic, we should probably get out and move. So maybe if you're listening to this, you might want to do the same. It's one of those episodes where you get your headphones, you get your trainers and come and disappear. And in a moment, as we start this podcast about body magic, could it be the missing key for you? Or where, oh my goodness, it's windy again. How are you doing in your awards? In the meantime, we are just going to go and check out
a zip wire
as we cue the ukuleles. A zip wire. Okay, so we have come to this park where there are slides, there are seesaws, big swings. We're out walking. Obviously, you know, when you listen to this podcast, things might be different whilst we're together recording this podcast. There's all kinds of things going on with local restrictions and who knows what. But today we are walking because that's how we can work around two households. My goodness me. Anna, I've got to say, this zip wire is a little bit scary. She's got a leg over. She's always up for a challenge, is Anna? The coffee's down, the bag's down. Yeah, that's the difficult bit, getting on it. Like, it's quite a high zip wire. You've got to do a bit of climbing on a wooden thing. She's got a big coat. I mean, I've got to say, this is a bit of a scary one. If you're going to do it, go for it. 1, 2, 3. She's zipping away. She's moving very quickly. Point the toes. Point the toes. Oh, and there's the big bang at the end. It's quite nice, isn't it? And then also at this park as well, like behind, there's like the little moving wooden blocks on chains. There's a balancing thing as well. I have to say, it's really quite difficult. But if you're quite tall and you weigh a few pounds, then fortunately the chain touches the floor. Yeah, and over here at the park, I mean, you can tell the schools are in at the moment because we're not sharing it, but there is monkey bars here. I'm sure you can do a bit of hanging on monkey bars, can't you?
Could you do a monkey bar?
I mean, I have to do it at the gym.
Do you want me to hold the mic and you do a monkey bar?
Well, I've got the wrong gloves on.
Oh, that's really? That's the best one I've ever heard. I've got the wrong gloves on.
Could you do the fireman's pole?
Could I do the fireman's pole? I've not done it without a drink and not in a club for a long time. That's a big pole.
I mean, I get really scared of heights. So
that gave me a little wobble in my tummy, I must admit, when I was on that zip wire.
Right, if we walk round, I think there's a bench over here, so we could go sit on some swings. So welcome to Symbol Podcast. I'm Claire, she's Anna. We put out a new episode every Monday and we share our personal experiences of what has worked, what hasn't worked, as we have continued to lose weight through the Slimming World plan. Hey, and just great timing, right? My Fitbit just said that I've done the day's steps.
Oh my gosh, and guys, we're not even at lunchtime when we're recording this.
Oh, I love it when you've done your Fitbit steps and it's before lunchtime.
Do you set yourself a target then? Do you say I've got to do X?
I do. I like to do 8,241 steps per day, which equals 3 million a year.
Jeepers creepers.
Unless it's a leap year and then you can do a few less.
Whereas I just like to get to the end of the day alive. How different we are. Different
there's we are. A bench down here and there's some swings, so
this
maybe we can
playground.
Sit down. This is one of these parks that's nearby where I live, and when it was lockdown, you know, when we all went into lockdown, we were like, yes, going to do home workouts. going to come out. It was quite sunny, wasn't it, back in April time.
Good weather.
And we came out here, me and Matt, and we were like doing burpees on the floor and squats and all this. You know, when everyone was really enthusiastic.
Yeah, I got into yoga.
Yeah.
Look at the molehills.
There are molehills and everything.
Oh, wow. This is about as outdoorsy as I get, guys.
So whilst it's sunny and it's not raining, it seems quite a nice time to go for a walk. And for most people, that's what body magic is about. Just going for a walk, right?
Yeah, I think body magic is very different to different people, isn't it? Like, for some people, it may just be standing up. That may be the first step they take. And for some people, it's like doing triathlons, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some people, not me.
Yeah. And then, you know what? It's interesting watching, like, the progression as well. Because, like, when I first joined, I was doing cycling, wasn't I? It was a way for me to get to work. But now I don't have that option, so I had to think outside the box and up it. So you start kind of pushing yourself as you build your confidence, I think.
Yeah, and as you lose weight, I think you've become more confident, don't you? And you want to do different things and try different things. Because for a lot of people, me included, the thought of going into a gym maybe 5-6 stone ago was something we just wouldn't have done.
No.
And, you know, you've got to almost, they've got to go hand in hand, haven't they?
Yeah.
Have you always been active, like from a kid?
No.
No, was it not you from a sporty family like me?
No. No. The word sport horrified me. We've done a few podcasts. If this is an area that you're interested in, there's several podcasts about let's get moving, you know, body magic and stuff, where we've kind of talked about this before, haven't we? But no way.
It's like me, we used to watch football. My mum used to row for Wales. Like, she was an amazing, she nearly went to the Olympics, my mum. Incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Go Claire.
I reckon if you put her in a belt now, she could row for you, but no, maybe not. But that's, I think, as much as we knew about sport, unless it was on TV and you were eating snacks to do it. Do you know what I mean? And that's, for a lot of us, where our head starts, doesn't it? And I think the lovely thing about body magic is it can be anything you want to do. Like cleaning the house. Most of us do it.
Yeah.
Unless you've got that luxury. Most of us, you know, will be able to do something. And I think sometimes it's just about thinking what you can do, not what you can't do or what you're afraid of.
See, the thing is, like, one of the things that I got out of this year, whilst I haven't moved forwards in my losing weight, I've yo-yoed up, down, maintained, done the 2-pound dance, really. 3-pound dance, 4-pound dance. But the one thing I have is I've gone back to basics and done bronze, silver, gold, yes, and gold again to finally, so people, funny, get the platinum.
Yeah!
Oh my God, we clap in the bench. I absolutely loved peeling that sticker and pulling it on the front of the book.
Did it signify success? What did it signify?
It was just like, okay, right now I need to go to the gym.
Oh.
No, it did. What doing them back to back enabled me, and you don't have to do that. It was just for me, I thought, what's one thing I could do this year? Really make exercise a regular habit.
Right.
And finding a way to do it on the app as well and work it through there. So that way you don't really have to think about it. It logs it for you. It tells you, okay, how much you've got to do. And looking for the small ways to, make it be part of your weekly routine. There's lots of little tricks, I suppose, that you can do. But I think the hardest bit is finding what is the body magic that you really enjoy.
Yeah. And also just thinking about the little things that you can do. So is it, I remember after my back surgery, I just started parking the car at the back of the supermarket and then walking through, you know, taking the dogs for an extra 5 minutes. Is it that you can get off the bus or stop earlier? What could you do, but consistently do? And that's the key with body magic, it's consistency. And I think where I've fallen short a lot of the times is we have these spurts of, I'm going to do this 100 miles an hour. There's no way you can sustain it. Well, actually, if you said 5 minutes a day, everyone's got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Even if they don't think they have, do you know what I mean? How many hours do you scroll on your phone and all those type of things?
Yeah, so, that's true. You hear like these super, super expensive kind of cycling at home kind of programs that you can do, where you get like the online tutors. I mean, they're ludicrously expensive. I mean, I looked at it the other week. I was like, 1,700 quid for a bike. If that's kind of your thing, that's cool, right? And then you'd kind of do cycling at home with other people. Yeah. But that's an incredibly expensive outlay for what could potentially just be a bike that sits in the corner,
exactly,
clogging up your living room for another 6 months.
But you hang your clothes on like I used to with my exercise bike. The key with starting is starting small, starting and trying to do something each day, I think. So imagine if you did 5 minutes a day for 7 days, that's going to build up. Then 10 minutes, then 15 minutes, then 20 minutes. Because the thing that really used to terrify me is, I've got all this weight to lose and you want me to be active. I don't think I can commit to both. But actually, do I just need to hoover my house with a bit more vigour? Do I need to wash the car and not get the man at the car wash to do it? So consistency and achievable things. You know, we often talk about achievable goals. Success is something you need to build. And if you start too fast, you'll feel like you failed because you can't keep it up, you know. So I mean, you now are like a CrossFit addict, you bench press, you do burpees, but that's not always been the case, has it? How did you start?
Walking has always been my thing. I didn't have a car for 8 years, so that forced me to walk, get the tram, you know, I'd jump off a tram, a stop earlier, doing little walks. Well, living in a lot of cities, quite often, you know, it's not like we live in New York, but they're kind of, they're blocks, aren't they? So I'd walk one block at the end of the day if I hadn't really moved much, and then maybe if I had a bit more time, I'd walk two blocks.
Right.
Maybe I'd do it first thing in the morning. I experimented with, am I better at doing my exercise first thing before I start work, or better in the evening? And walking was always really good for like the fat burning and just moving, but I didn't really feel like, you know, people talk about the dopamine or whatever, the hormonal hits that you get, that buzz that you get from exercise. Walking doesn't give me that, right? But it allows me, the musician in me, I think, kind of slips into a rhythm with my foot, left, right, left, right. And it allows me to slow down and process my thoughts. So more than anything, that was mental health. But I knew eventually, as I started to kind of get closer to like the 3 stone off, 4 stone off, that there needed to be this like extra push. I wasn't really getting my heart beating.
Right.
And I tried all kinds of things, like from, you know, different, more uplifting yoga. I tried a bit of, you know, I got a tennis with some friends. I tried running. It just didn't really fit together. And I found if it was down to me to do it on my own, I wouldn't keep up with it. Yes. I need someone to tell me what to do, when to do it, and how to do it.
I think sometimes what we do is we try and move on before we've got a habit ingrained. So we try and go, right, well, I've done this for a day, so now I can do this. And I think we need accountability. Like a lot of us need to get to group and have the scales. We need that with Body Magic, don't we? So doing it with other people, having a buddy, going to a group can be a really great way to start, can't it? But the biggest thing you noticed since doing Body Magic is how your body, your inches changed. Was that a motivator to carry on?
Yeah. It's been a bit of a difficult couple of months in that I have had injuries, and I've never done any kind of intense fitness like this. You know, this morning I had like a little mini win. I mean, this is the thing, right? When you go from zero, everything you do is like
a win.
A win. So this morning I'm trying to learn how to do box jumps. And that's like,
can you
know,
demonstrate? I mean, I can hold the mic.
I can't demonstrate. Get away. You have a box that's like 20 foot high. You can get ones that are 30 foot
20
high.
20 foot?
Yeah. And you just go from the floor and you jump onto it. So you don't step up, but you jump, you bounce
so
onto it.
So 4 times the size of us?
No.
20 foot?
Not 20 foot.
Yeah.
20, what's the phrase?
Meters, no. 20 foot. I was like, she just talks about injuries like she's an athlete, and now she can jump 20 foot.
Maybe it's 20 inches. Oh, I'm really confused
now. I'm 5'5". Is it bigger than me, Claire?
No. It's about as high as this bench. Oh, that was ridiculous.
Someone's been lying to you about inches.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
All I'm
maybe.
Say.
Right, anyway, it's a box, people. It's a normal standard kind of box, and you jump onto it. But
so you could demonstrate here, right?
I've just done. I mean, you have to do a million.
Do it.
It wouldn't be safe.
It wouldn't be safe. Oh, really?
This is really.
What about the tree stump?
No. Anyway, what I was telling you was, it's actually quite nerve-wracking, right? So heights really scare me, and what this gym has to do, you have to hang off bars, and I'm never going to do a pull-up yet. And I am at the bottom of the whiteboard every day in this gym.
Do you get marked?
You don't get marked, but you can compare yourself with other people. So like today with the box jumps, instead, I know I can't jump to a box. It's too high and I'm not confident enough. But someone said to me, get a load of the round plates and stack them up. Start off jumping onto three plates, then add another one, then add another one. Yeah. And you start building your confidence, but also your muscles. Mm. You know, you learn how to stretch. And
yeah.
I've been doing my skipping a bit more, and I'm trying to learn how to do double unders, which is where the rope goes under your feet twice. It's the top thing that, like, boxers do. And, you know, but the thing is, right, I realise going to this gym, I will not be lifting the heaviest weights for at least another year.
But you
no
need to.
Way. But what I look at what I can do, yeah. right? And so I can practice doing burpees as much as I love them. I know I can run.
Mm.
I know I can practice my double unders, and I can practice box jumping. So even if I, in 6 months' time, get to the point where I'm doing some of those,
yeah.
I know that I have progressed. And it's really interesting, because when you crack one of those things, you know how competitive I am. But,
no, really?
But the thing is, I'm only competing against myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's
so
amazing.
So it pushes me.
Yeah, when you smash yourself, it's a brilliant feeling, isn't it? Like, actually, I thought I couldn't do it, but now I can.
And I think sometimes where I fall and foul in the exercises, yes, I cycled, yes, I walked, yes, I attempted running 5K a few times.
Oh, well.
But it didn't excite me.
Yeah.
Each time I did it, it didn't feel like I'd kind of done something new or pushed myself out of my comfort zone.
Right.
And I found a little hole here where I feel like it scares me.
That's a good thing sometimes, isn't it?
But I also recognise the thing that you get with Slimming World is you pay for group, basically, right? You get image therapy.
Mm.
And in a weird way, when you find perhaps the right group, whether it's the right Pilates group, yoga group,
yeah,
running group, or gym... You like these people I will see around the village, and they'll be like, oh, I've not seen you for a few weeks, where have you been? You've been skiving.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, no, actually I'm injured.
But
that accountability yeah. is and
nice
sense
connection.
Of community
yeah.
is what I think that I have recognized I need, because they are the people that push me. When I see someone who's at the same ability as me, who's just started
yeah.
and they're doing box jumps and I'm not, it makes me think, well, why am I not? Is it fear, or
yeah.
is it that I'm physically not able to
do it? It's that, but it's that doing it with other people, isn't it? Because they push you in a way that you wouldn't push yourself, or believe in you in a way that you wouldn't believe in yourself. I think what you said is very key, though. Find something you enjoy. Some of my members, or members that I've seen that are most successful, are loving things like Zumba or Clubber Size. I've got a gorgeous girl who does Clubber Size, absolutely loves it. Because it's fun. Mm. I think if you don't like running, don't try running.
Yeah.
If you don't like swimming, don't do swimming. Like, find something you love, find something that's doable consistently, and then it becomes part of your life. Like, you know, you do the food shop because you need to eat. We never think about activity really, like, actually, what's it going to do for my mental health? What's it going to do for my physical health? What could it do for my weight loss? And when you see the benefit, it motivates you to do it,
mm-hmm.
I think. Whereas I just always felt like, oh, I should exercise. You know, I should have a tidy house and I should do this. Well, actually, no, I want to is a different headspace. So finding the reason why you want to do it, and then the thing that you want to do most is going to really make it far more enjoyable. But try loads of different things. That's the thing. You know, I put on, you know, a well-known, can I say YouTube? I've just said YouTube, even if I couldn't. You know, and just put on, like, dancing or whatever, and you could just dance around the kitchen for 5 minutes.
Mm.
There's so many amazing things. There's also, for anybody who is listening that perhaps has been in the situation I've had, you know, severe injury, or you know, had a dad that was a double amputee. We've got loads of resources that can set you in the direction of upper body workouts, workouts for people in wheelchairs and stuff like that, because it can overface you if you're not in full health. You can think, well, what can I do? You know?
Yeah.
And also talk to people in group if you're a group member, because I've got a tribe of ladies in one of my groups who all go to aqua aerobics together and they just love it, because they know they're not going to stand out in the pool. They're going to know someone else there. Because I think it's a bit of fear, isn't it? You know, if you've got weight to lose, like I felt, didn't want to get the swimming costume.
No one wants to feel stupid.
No. Or stand out. Like, you know, I remember the first gym I ever went to was one of those gyms where the men, like, were in front of the weights, like, grunting and all ripped. And the girls just had the pertest bums. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, I didn't even have any proper sportswear. Like, I had my old knackered trainers on and like Primark leggings, and I just felt like I stood out. So, oh, lost my words then. So I think it's about finding something you're comfortable with. Really, really is.
Well, I suppose also lowering expectations, because I think for the first like month or so, you know, going to this gym that I go to now, I've really struggled with the fact that, and put quite a lot of pressure on myself, that I wasn't wasn't really as good as everybody else. Oh, but then I started checking out the reality and asking other people, like, how long have you been a member? Yeah. What were you like in those first few months? And they talked about how they got some injuries, but then they learned from that injuries because that's how they improved their form. And no pressure that if you don't want to put any weights on a barbell for the first 6 months because you're practicing your technique, yeah, then that doesn't matter. No one ever judges you. You only compare against yourself.
Yeah.
And once I accepted that that was going to be potentially my journey, it just became a lot easier.
It's like with weight loss in group, isn't it? I was saying very much to my group, one of my groups last week, you compare yourself against Hilda that's in your group and Emma, but actually, where did they start off? What have they had to do differently? And we kind of forget that with activity, don't we? Mm. So, you know, enjoying it, enjoying the fresh air, you know, you never regret being active.
Yeah.
It's getting yourself out of the door. And I found some of the darkest times of my depression and anxiety, just going for a walk, mm-hmm, you know, the easiest thing. But again, if you're confined to the house, there are so many different resources. I remember after I had Daisy, I went to like a mum and baby group, and you've got the baby involved. You use the baby when you were lunging and all of that. So, yeah, you know, there'll be, yeah, something for everyone, won't there?
I think like a lot of it is like about having good habits as well, mm, right? So,
hi.
Yeah, we got someone coming on the swings. The other thing is like kind of getting things ready so the decision is already made. Like, you know how I was talking about the Atomic Habits book?
Yeah.
He was saying about making things easy and making it visible. So like getting your gym clothes ready the night before and they're out and they're visible. So all you have to do is just get up and put them on means that you don't, you reduce the fact that you talk yourself out of it.
Yeah.
And actually, I've even got like a bag which has a water bottle in.
Just prepped.
Everything ready. All I have to do is just put the clothes and put the shoes, pick the bag up and go.
And I think if you do it first thing in the morning, for me, that works better than before I've got knackered by the day, before I've got, you know, and it sets your day up really well, I think. Even if it's just, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes. Mm. I did something, there's these 7-minute workouts you can do. You should do them while I was cooking the dinner or, you know. So doing things while you're doing other things. So you know if normally when the adverts are on in the soaps, would you sit on the sofa, would you go and make a brew and get some sins? Do something then, you know, all those times when you think you've got no time, use that time in a better way and it may start you being active.
I suppose like we should also talk about like some of the things that you learn, like, you know, when you are increasing your activity, make sure you hydrate more.
Very important.
Make sure you look at like protein. Don't skip carbs, like they're free. So use them. Don't feel like, you know, you're kind of tightening the reins. Actually, it might be if you are starting running that maybe you do need to eat more pasta and rice and potatoes because you need to fuel yourself.
I think, you know, if you are food optimizing and you're food optimizing really well and getting that amazing balance of your speed free and your healthy extras, your sins and the rest of the free food, you're going to absolutely be fine to be active. And I think where a lot of people go wrong is when they think that just because they're being active, the weight is going to slip off like dynamite. And that's when you get disappointed. Or, you know, you've been to Zumba 3 times, but you've had a pizza. You somehow think it's going to erase it.
Well, we had that question, didn't we? I think it was it Holly who sent that question about why with fitness, but then it sends my body all over the place. And I definitely understand that because fluid levels, sometimes I feel like I'm a bit upside down and maybe I'm not losing the weight as quickly as I want to, despite me being good, I suppose.
I think it's that when you add in activity, what you've got to be careful of, I found, at a subconscious level, the reward for the activity. So actually, I've been active, I can have a bit more of that, or I'll just have a few more of those. That can really happen subconsciously. Also, we maybe take our foot off the gas a little bit sometimes. I found, you know, because I'm being active, oh, the speed free won't matter. So I would always say, if you've started to be active,
maybe your body's in shock. If you haven't moved that much in a while, it might be like, what the hell?
I'll have to be really honest with you. You'd have to be like literally laying down sedentary and getting up for the first time for that to happen. I wish I could lie to you and
say
that's
what it was. I don't know, you do 100 burpees. Yeah, exactly. My body was in shock.
but actually, I think it's remembering, and it goes back to that adage, don't look at the numbers, anything but data. So go back and actually, What did you do this week? You did an amazing workout, or you did three amazing workouts, or you got off the sofa when you wouldn't normally have got off the sofa. Like, celebrate those things, but don't necessarily expect the numbers to make a massive shift just because you got off the sofa and did something.
Yeah.
And that's where we sometimes get very, very disappointed, don't we? Because we feel like, well, I sweated. I should have lost a stone.
Well, you know, I suppose if we kind of say that weight loss is always like training for targets.
Yes.
So by the time you do get to your target weight, actually that's like, you know, you're kind of rehearsing all of these lifestyle changes, these lifestyle habits that when you do get to target, actually maybe some kind of movement is a part of your life to help you maintain.
Well, it will need to be. You won't maintain weight loss effectively unless you have integrated a level of activity. Mm. Your body just won't be able to balance it out. Because it really aids so many other things, like, you know, it can help with your joints, your risk of heart disease, diabetes. It's not just a thing for weight loss. It's a thing to aid health. And I think when you look at a different motivator, maybe you'll be more inclined to carry on and keep it up. But you've got to come away with a kind of a different mindset, haven't you? So measuring your inches is a must when you start being active, because remember how many inches you lost when you were feeling so fed up.
Yeah.
I think it's a really, really important thing to acknowledge.
So the Body Magic Awards then. So there is bronze, silver, gold. Because I was quite... And platinum. So because I was quite competitive, and actually a lady said it in group this morning, she was like, I just feel like I want to get every sticker and every certificate that there is. And if that's like kind of what keeps you motivated to like kind of work towards things, then it really helps. And interestingly, I never did bronze first. I think I did silver first.
Well, I think because you'd already...
I've done
like,
it twice.
Yeah, you were already there, weren't you?
Yeah, but I think what's really interesting about the awards is really logging it, because it makes you check in. It's a bit like doing a food diary, actually.
Yes.
Sometimes you kid yourself and you think, yeah, I'm doing it. And then when you actually start logging it, there were a couple of times I didn't quite realise where, you know, I binge exercised, where I do like one day of like, I don't know, 2 hour walk. But actually what the awards do is make you do consistency.
Yeah.
So I had done my hours for that week, but I hadn't done it over the right amount of days.
And that's the difference.
And then it bumped me back to zero.
Yeah.
So I'd start again.
So in everyone's pack is something called Fit Logs, which will allow you to already see what you're doing and wait, what you'd need to do maybe to get the next award. So it starts off at bronze, which is 45 minutes per week, but spread over 3 sessions, maintained for 4 weeks.
See, that's what I mean, right? Mm. So I would go for one walk a week. You can think, oh, I've done it.
Yeah.
But actually, no, you need to do...
A little and often.
Little, yes.
And that's the key. Like, silver is 3 30-minute sessions.
3 30-minute sessions.
Okay. Or 6 15-minute sessions, maintained for 4 weeks.
Hang on, so let's slow down. So bronze is...
Is 45 minutes per week, spread over at least 3 sessions.
So let's say, what, that's 15 minutes 3 times a day.
A week.
3 times a week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Fast tracked you there.
Maintained for 4 weeks. Silver is either 6 15 minutes sessions or 3 30 minute sessions, maintained for 4 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Gold, 10 15 minute sessions or 5 30 minute sessions, maintained for 8 weeks. And then platinum is for lifelong body magickers.
I mean, I just figured it was 2 golds back to back.
I think you made that up yourself, didn't you?
No, I don't know. I'm sure that I kind of had heard that, or the app had done that, because I followed gold for the second time and it gave me platinum.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard that. But I mean, you got platinum.
Yeah, but to, you know, to kind of maintain, gold was such a more difficult step. Ooh. Because in the middle of it as well, I actually injured my lower back. So that, but I didn't want to lose 6 weeks of progress.
So what did you do?
I just went back to kind of doing light walking.
Yeah.
And I did the 10, naked 15 yoga. Minute sessions.
Yeah.
But it was really difficult, because it does make you put exercise as a priority. Like, it's actually quite difficult to do like 10 or even 5 days out of 7. This is where, like, for me, I would just go on Sundays for a real long walk of 3 hours.
Yeah.
Go to the gym once in the week and maybe do a bit of yoga, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm
done. It.
But then to do it 5, you're like, oh God, well, what am I going to do?
Yeah. But the simple things, so actually, would you take the car to the corner shop? You know, instead, walk it. Would you take the kids in the car to school? Take them, you know, walk them like they're on a lead. Didn't mean it like that. Or the dogs, like, you know, I take my dogs out for a walk long enough for them to do a wee. Actually, take them around the block 4 times.
Yeah.
It's those little things that can have a really big impact. And I think this is where sometimes we get disappointed because we're doing, like we do with this food optimising, our own version of it. And you just don't get the results that way, do you?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's fascinating that many of you are probably doing body magic listening to us as you listen to this podcast, which is ace. So we would love it if you share with us, how are you getting on with your body magic awards? Is it something that maybe you've kind of just parked whilst you get your head around the food? Is it something that during lockdown you've really given an oomph to, you know, more than ever because you've got a bit more time at home, or you just feel like, well, if I'm not nailing the food, maybe there's something else I can do, a bit like me. Mm. It'd be really interesting to hear. So email us, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com.
Anything that gets your heart rate up counts. I'm just going to leave that with you.
Does it actually, I mean, on the app, it lets you add your own type of body magic.
Yeah. Lover.
Wow. Okay, yeah. You heard it here first, people.
Well, do you know what? If that's a way to start,
5 times a week. I mean, actually, no, it's not going to last 30 minutes, is it?
I mean, you know, if you think about...
it's going to be 10 times 15 minutes. 10 times a week? Who does that? Well,
I was just thinking about five minutes. Anyway, let's not go down this route, but I'm just saying anything from cleaning your windows to whatever you might partake in, all counts. Just please don't hand it to your consultant on a fit log with too much information.
Yeah, narrating and and little illustrations.
Oh, no illustrations. No, but I remember my first week as a consultant, I got asked that question. Does sex count?
Come on, get on the seesaw.
Seesaw. The thing is, I have to hold the microphone.
Oh, don't need that
next to you. I'm already scared. Jesus.
She's scared of
how
heights.
Do I get up there?
Hang on, I'll take 1 foot off. There you go.
Mate.
It's 20 foot though.
This is time for us to find out who's heavier.
I'm going to hurt myself.
Don't get off. You got it? Get down.
No, I'm all right. You get down. Breathe.
Well, I mean, the conclusion of that is that both me and Anna are pretty much way the same. Have a great week, whatever you get up to.